Okay, so before I start, I want to pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for another day. Just please calm my nerves. Help me to say what you'd have me to say. And just I would pray, amen. So my sister Sherry texted me. I was really trying to figure out what to talk about. And there was a song that just like kept coming to me. So I kind of went on that route. So one thing us humans are good about is our questions. All of us, I'm sure, at some point have asked the question, why? So maybe you were that annoying kid that bothered your parents always asking that question, or maybe you're asking God in the midst of a trial. I myself have thought of several questions this year where I have asked why. For example, why are my plans falling through? Why didn't I see that it wasn't right from the beginning? Why is my family suffering? Why do we keep getting bad news? I'm going to give some brief highlights from this year that have made me question why. But before I do, I just want to say that I'm no different than anybody else in this room. We all have our own struggles, trials, and temptations in our walk with God. So I'm hoping what I share with you is an encouragement for when you're facing your trial. I'll admit that this year has probably been one of the most challenging years for not only me, but my entire family. At the beginning of this year, my friend passed away in a car accident. The day of her funeral, we found out that my uncle Brandon had a brain tumor. Then we were planning for my sister's wedding, and she moved out of state. That wasn't easy for me, because me and Mariah have always been really close. And then in the midst of all of that going on, I was struggling in one of my college classes. Shortly after that, we found out that my grandma's cancer was back, and both her and Brandon have been in and out of the hospital numerous of times this year. Everything just seemed to hit us in the face all at one time. Something bad would arise, and we would be recovering from it mentally, and then we would just get hit with something else. So those why questions have really come my way this year. If I had to place a title on this message, it would be from a song titled, Even When You're Asking Why. So the first verse of it is, why do bad things happen to good people? Would a sovereign God look down on such evil? Why do tears fall from innocent eyes and the guilty sometimes get by? I don't have the answers to your questions. To say I did would only be pretending. All I know is in moments like these, God is here and he won't leave. The chorus goes on to say, even if God told us, would we understand? Could we ever make sense of his master plan? We may never get to walk this road by sight. Only faith will lead you through the night. But God loves you and he's with you, even when you're asking why. So you see, the awesome thing is that even when you're asking those questions, God is right there with you. He's promised us in Hebrews 13:5 that he will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You may be thinking, who are we to question God? I'm not saying that we should question God's plan, but what I'm saying is that it's normal for those why questions to bombard you immediately. It's okay to express your feelings and emotions to God. In fact, he wants to hear all your problems. The point I'm trying to make is that we can take all of those whys to God and find peace. Sure, it's going to be extremely difficult, and you're still going to be hurting. But God can bring you peace in those hurting times. God understands your struggles. You don't have to worry about him being disappointed because you're devastated in the trial you're facing. He's a God that wants to hear your cries, and he yearns for an open and honest relationship with you. God wants to comfort you in your struggles. So just remember that this pain was for a reason, and he'll be with you every step of the way.
Right.
So the story of Job has been on my mind lately, and I want to share something I heard a while back on his story. So a brief background on Job. Most of us know how God had given everything to Job and how he considered him to be a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God. Well, then there's the conversation between Satan and God, where God asked Satan if he considered his servant Job. And in Job 1, 9-11, it says, then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. So Satan was trying to prove that Job had this safe net all around him. And he believed that if Job was exposed to extreme difficulties and trials, that he would turn his back on God. To which we know that Job ended up losing everything he had been given. But despite all of this, he still remains faithful. Job is a great example and one that we can still learn from today. So the important lesson that I had heard from this story was when those difficult trials, times and situations come your way, just think that maybe your name was brought up in a conversation. Maybe God needed to test your faith, or this was needed for you to realize that God is truly all you need. I also think about how Hannah had earnestly prayed for a baby boy and was willing to dedicate his life unto God. Samuel, her son, was to be raised in the temple and not at home with Hannah. I can't imagine how hard that must have been for her to sacrifice time away from her son. But she was willing to do it because she wanted a child. And God didn't just stop right there. He knew Hannah's heart and blessed her with 5 more children. You see, God knows our desires. He's going to give us what we need and knows when we need it most. It's important for us to be willing to put our trust in him. We have to trust that God is who he says he is. Trust is more than a feeling. Trusting is a choice. It's a choice to have faith, even when you feel like you're falling apart, even when you feel like it's all too much to handle, even when your situation makes you question why. In the unknown, your faith defies all odds and keeps you trusting in the Creator, trusting in him despite all the difficulty that surrounds you. It's easy for us to say we trust someone, but the real test comes in those difficult times. We have to cling to God's word, but not only that, we also have to really pray. Luckily, there is no such thing as too much prayer. Nobody said it would be easy, and most things are easier said than done. However, those trying times will only build your character. If we draw near to God, then he will provide you with the grace and strength to make it through. 3 years ago, I would have never imagined going through all the trials that I have faced. I would have never pictured the people that have walked in and out of my life. Looking back, some of the big plans that I had for myself would have never worked out. We can't always see why certain seasons are a part of God's plan or understand his reasoning. However, we can rest assured knowing that if he redirects or postpones our plans, then he will provide a far better outcome than we could have possibly imagined. Whatever you're facing may not seem like a great plan, but one day you'll be able to look back and realize how much God has blessed you. Don't ever think for a second that your hurting is a waste, because there is always a lesson behind the hurt, and it's all according to God's timeline. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10 says, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." There are going to be times when we feel weak and distant from God. We're going to have questions, but it's important that we take those questions and concerns to him, trusting that he knows what he's doing. So when the fears and doubts come your way, leave it in God's hands and pray. God still has your best interest at heart, even when you're asking why.
Amen. Very good. That was really good from Sister Michaela. One thing that stuck to me is her topic of her thoughts, question why. Like, why are we here? Like, what's our purpose here on this, like, what's our purpose here on this earth? Like, what are we meant to do? And I think the obvious thing is to that God made us to spread his word. That's what he sent Jesus down to do, right? To spread the word, to
right.
to inspire others to know the truth and light, and to be free of the evil of sin and the devil. And the scripture came to mind from James 4:8, and it says, "Draw nigh to God; He will draw nigh to you." As in, the closer you get to God, the more closer He will get to you. And I think that's incredible how God wants us in His Word, but we must do our part too. So, but yeah, that was really good. And just if you have any questions for your desires or anything, just leave it all to God. That's the best person you can ask, or ask His Son Jesus to help you with your desires or with your troubles, temptations. And I go through the same stuff almost every day, and I'm sure we all do too. And if there's nothing else, so I'll stand.